The first National Historic District in McDonough County is commonly referred to as the Brickyard. While some aspects of its past are readily apparent, a good deal of work is still needed to preserve them. Local artist Dev bought the former site of the Moses King Brick and Tile Works in 1990. Dev, her husband Tim Schroll, and numerous volunteers have worked through the years to maintain the property and its four large brick beehive kilns. Schroll says at one time there were at least half a dozen brickyards in McDonough County, including a few in Macomb. Now this site in Colchester is the only one that still looks something like it did when it was open. He believes its remote location helped.
It's easily accessible if you know where it's at, but It's actually remote enough that it's off the beaten path. People didn't go in. There was no value to the land other than a brickyard. I don't believe there anybody wanted to put a building up or anything like that. Whereas in Macomb or even in the town of Colchester, the area that those brick kilns sat on could be repurposed into building areas. And in Macomb, it was definitely done that way. And the brickyard in Colchester sat away from just about anything, and it maintained its structural integrity. Now, we've looked and tried to find other ones built similar to this one that are still standing in Illinois. We haven't been able to do that. We found one in Wachier, Iowa, and one over in Indiana. It's not quite as big in area, the one in Indiana, but the one in Wachier, Iowa, had 19 beehive kilns, and many of them are still standing, but they're slowly falling apart because they haven't been able to stop the deterioration, which is why it is part and parcel of what we're doing now in raising money to try to maintain the structures.
What are you doing to raise money to try to preserve these kilns?
Good question. One of the things that we have tried to do is letters of appeal was our start out. The next thing that kind of evolved out of it is our annual Labor Day yard sale, in which people donate items of anything but clothing to the brickyard, and we resell it on the huge Labor Day gathering in Colchester every year. But Dev came up with this summer raffle, and this raffle, we go around to local – Dev makes a lot of calls to local businesses and people who want to support the brickyard by giving a donation of their services or of something that they do. And in return, we sell raffle tickets for all of these prizes. The whole idea behind this, the brickyard, and our dream for it is to get it back open to the public. To raise enough money, we need to get some structural analysis done on the kilns because they're very dangerous right now. But this money here that we raise all goes into this National Historic District. There's no administrative fees. We're not – it's just 100% goes into it, and away we go. So raising money like this, I am not good at it. I don't like asking for help. And this is something that is a struggle for me, but we need it. We want to save this place, and we think it's a valuable asset to the region. We think that things like this, historically speaking and artistically speaking, there needs to be more – public art, and more historical preservation and saving of these places.
You have one kiln that has been completely restored, I believe?
We have one kiln that has been stabilized, and you can go inside and look at it and experience the sound and the structure. We haven't touched anything on the inside except put a concrete floor in it, which is not original, but we have got the band secured and everything. And when we have tours, we do that. We take people through that to let them see.
What goes into maintaining that? Even though it's restored, I imagine there's still work you need to do.
It's a constant battle for vegetation, to keep the vegetation off of the kilns, because when we got there, there were trees that were 4 inches in diameter growing out of the roof. The problem with the kilns, when you look at them, it seems like they are a structure, but really they're a stack of bricks. And there is no mortar. They actually stack the bricks with 1/4 inch of clay between each layer, and the walls are 4 feet thick, and it's just clay and bricks. And the steel bands that were around the perimeter kept it together during the heating and cooling, the expansion and contraction. So they couldn't have mortar. Well, all that clay is a vegetation home. And if it isn't weeds, it's trees. And it's a constant battle. I spend a lot of time just making sure, burning, spraying, keeping the vegetation off, because if they get roots in there, they can expand it and then the thing can break.
Tim Schroll says it's a labor of love to try preserving the former brickyard, which is officially known as the Moses King Brick and Tile Works National Historic District. More details about the raffle can be found on its website. Tickets can be bought until September 22nd. I'm Rich Egger, Tri-States Public Radio News.